Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to yet another episode.
Again.
Of a podcast about crisps.
Yes, we don't know what order this is in because we're going to freewheel it.
Yeah.
Inception crisps. But thank you for your support so far, if you have supported.
If there has been any. a lot of people are telling me that this is a really bad idea.
Oh, yeah. I've had no positive reinforcement whatsoever.
No. I'm really beginning to doubt myself.
I think it's a passion project, though, isn't it?
This may be the last one we record.
Maybe.
I hope not.
Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe if we do a series two, we just don't record it.
We just meet up.
Just have some crisps.
Not every friendship has to be monetized.
Yeah. So today's episode, we've got, I think, some of the best crisps.
Oh, big hitters. They are big hitters.
They're the type of crisps that if you see them, you got to get them.
Oh, they're so good. And
they're rare, though. They're not rare, but they're not everywhere. They're not in your face.
They're that good. You robbed them, almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so before we started recording, I realised we didn't have any crisps, which was a big format point, really, of the podcast. So
you say that.
It's the hook. It gets people in. And so we went to the shop and I forgot to buy the crisps and just walked out
so casual. It was a work of art. It was like the bank job. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, all the old people just got getting in the Hatton Garden.
Oh, yeah.
It was just confidence.
I think it was more stylish. I think it was like Ocean's 14.
Catch me if you can. It was like, I'm dressed as a pilot. Yeah. I'm the crisps guy. Dressed as a crisps guy. I'm the crisps guy.
Yeah, so we got some Seabrooks. What are your thoughts on Seabrooks?
Oh, well, firstly, they're amazing. They have the, obviously the ridge, but they're not as heavy as a McCoy.
Yeah, they're a light crisp.
They're a lighter crisp. You can do two in one go. Two McCoys in a go. I always compare them to McCoys. McCoys are seen as this proper alpha sort of Millwall.
These are more of like a hipster crisp.
Seabrook.
Maybe.
I don't like them for that.
Right.
I don't think they're trying to be. I think hipsters like them.
Yeah, but they're not alpha. No. You know what I mean? They're more of a lighter.
Oh, yeah.
They're more of a like a sidekick crisp.
Yeah. They're fucking good, man. I love the logo.
Yeah.
I think it'd make a good shirt sponsor, actually.
Oh, it would make a good
for
shirt.
For a coastal team.
Yeah. Your Bournemouths, your Southamptons.
Brighton.
Your Blackpools.
Yeah.
they're Blackpool all day.
Oh, Seabrook, Blackpool. Come on, mate.
No, actually, Bournemouth. Because they've already got David Brooks. And then you can be like, did you see Brooks? And see, this is the quality you're getting.
Marketing guru. Nice variation of flavours. They've got a great prawn cocktail. Because I sometimes compare flavours of crisps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I might prefer Walker's cheese and onion to other brands of cheese and onion, but I prefer a Seabrook prawn cocktail to a Walker's prawn cocktail. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever had the Seabrook Canadian ham?
Oh, Canadian ham's great.
Oh, I like the balls that they've called it Canadian ham. It's just smoky bacon.
But it's better than smoky bacon.
Yeah, because it's Canadian ham.
Yeah, you know, I'd never go for smoky bacon, really.
No.
I'd rarely go for it.
And but I'd go for Canadian ham.
I'd go for Canadian ham. Fucking hell. Am I a dickhead here? What? I wasn't going to go for Canadian ham. It's Canadian.
It's foreign. It's exciting.
Oh, it's fucking so exciting.
You know what I really like, right, about foreign people is, you know when you meet a European person and instead of saying yes, they go, of course.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in a restaurant, they go, of course.
Yeah, I like
it. Or if instead of saying no, they go, it's not possible. It's not possible. It's such good English.
Oh, they're great. They're great at the second language. Do you know? And then we turn our nose up, go, got a fella before me, Spanish lad. He was in Pret a Manger. He ordered a cappuccino and cheese on ham toaster. Ham. Yeah, you can try and go to Madrid, and you're like, oh, that one.
Canadian ham bun, please, mate.
Canadian ham bun. I think it's ingrained in them early, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a great language, ours.
They learn about English, and we learn about crisps.
Yeah, we learn how to point at menus.
Do you reckon we'll ever get crisps on the curriculum?
That is a long-term goal. Crisp etiquette.
I'd have done that at GCSE. Yeah,
multiple choice. Odd one out. In a pub scenario, which one of these crisps is okay to eat on your own?
Yeah.
Monster Munch. Right. A Monster Munch. B Scampi Fries. C Seabrook. D Walkers.
I mean, as all of our regular listeners will know, it is Scampi Fries, of course.
Exactly.
But there is an issue with Seabrook. This isn't a puff piece just for Seabrook. They're not paying us. And even if they were, I'd be honest. Seabrook, apart from today, normally have very small packets. Today is quite a big packet, and I was surprised at how big the packet was. But normally, they're a lot smaller bags than that. It's especially in bags. Yeah, this is a big grab bag.
Yeah, that's a...
But normally, in pubs especially, you get quite small packets.
I think it adds to their raison d'etre. Right. I hope this is out of order.
I think it's going
to
be in order.
I think it adds to their image and their charm.
Right, okay.
I think that you introduce them very early in your life.
Yes.
Do you know, it's one of the first, like, out of Walker's crisps.
I know what you mean.
It's when you go from Happy Meals to getting a normal meal at Mackey's, fuck, I'm a big boy. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even miss the toy.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, right, you're nine now. Yeah. You can have Seabrook. Come on. Oh, can you have Dad Crisp?
Mick, do you reckon, can you eat them all?
Yeah. Oh, it's far for good, isn't it? Oh, they've got ridges and that.
I actually think, my first memory of Seabrook is certainly eating them in a pub. I think they may have been my first ever pub crisps, Seabrook.
I associate them a lot with swimming, me.
Oh, they are a good swimming. They're quite light.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's a Quaver.
Quaver's perfect, yeah. Quaver's a good shout.
Yeah. But it's not just all crisps today.
No.
Because
we thought, Seabrook, what goes well with Seabrook? The sea.
The water. When it can rain and flood places. Yeah. So we went for festivals.
Festivals, obviously.
Music fest.
Seabrook.
C is a note in music as well.
Yes. Brook. There must be a musician. Brookfield. Brooke Shields.
Brooke is an actor, but probably sang once.
Could probably sing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Raise on deck.
Hand in glove.
What are your thoughts on festivals?
I don't like them.
Right.
Don't like live music, really.
Okay.
I'm just... The thing is, one thing you think about me, when you first see me, you think...
Sex on legs.
He likes toilets. I love a good toilet, man.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore them.
Yeah.
I had a sit down the other day.
On the toilet?
I sent a selfie to my girlfriend. Something we do. Makes the hours flick by, doesn't it? And she said, are you having a shit again? I went, no, I've just come for a sit down. Right. She said, but you was, where, what? I was on my recliner chair.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a good thinking spot, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Even not needing the toilet, I was like, I'm going to fucking...
See,
I love it, man.
I've heard of parents doing that to get away from kids, but not...
Oh, yeah, to escape my own thoughts.
Yeah, just to escape the other room.
Yeah, just to escape, just like I need a change of scenery. Because I'm off during the day,
yeah,
obviously. And, you know, instead of writing...
I'll go create, pretend to have a shit.
Creating content. Yeah. I just...
When you need a break from pretending to write, you pretend to have a shit.
Yeah, so I just thought, I'll just go in here for a think.
Yeah, and later pretend to have a shower.
So I absolutely love thinking.
Right, okay.
I love thought. Do you know the...
That doesn't come across.
Sounds weird, right? You know the voice in your head?
Yeah.
The internal monologue?
Yeah.
I think he's one of my best friends. Okay. Absolutely, I was just such a laugh of him.
He just gets me. Yeah, you know, he just clicked.
I was in the pub on Saturday, and there's a bit of a queue at the bar, and I just thought, right, I'll just drift off and play conversation with myself. So I was just like imagining something. It's actually visualising coming out to my gig and going, getting a good reaction. I always positive visualise when I have a gig, and I was just laughing to myself at something I'd say to a potential heckle.
Right, okay.
So just stupid. Just going off, someone saying something, like me putting them down or whatever. I'm just like, ah. And the girl behind the bar, because I was doing this side on, the girl behind the bar was like, I've just been watching you for the last 30 seconds. And we've all been pissing ourselves. She was a fan of the podcast, and she went, I knew you from podcasts, so we kind of know, like, you do this kind of thing, but it's great to just see it in live. I'm holding the bar up just going, 1-0.
I think that's completely understandable, right? I think, and a lot of people will disagree with this and probably disagree in the comments. In my head, I'm the funniest person in the world, right? And that I'm not saying that everyone should think that, but because I've got the exact same sense of humour as me.
Yeah.
So I laugh at what I say all the time because I think it's funny.
I know, I don't understand this that being a criticism. Like, oh yeah, he thinks he's well funny.
Everyone should think they're the best at everything, because it's exactly...
Oh, don't think I'm the best at everything.
No, but yeah, that's a bold shout. But yeah, everyone should think they're funny.
Because
they've got the exact same. Or think they're right.
Kind, or yeah.
Yeah, or think their morals are the best. No one thinks they're immoral.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they're creative as well.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm a bit creative.
Yeah, but as we've seen, we're not.
No, we're not. So yeah, the point with festivals is it's a bit too busy and packed, and I don't like the sleeping situation. And I mean, I say that as a man who's had a broken bed for months, but
also as a man who's been out for 3 days and not slept.
Oh yeah,
which is very common.
I've slept on the floor.
Yeah.
Slept on the streets. I just find it too packed and it's not as good as listening to your headphones.
It can be. I'll be honest, I love music festivals and I like music, but I don't go to the festivals for the music. I go to have a class time and mates. Like, all the best things that happen at festivals aren't at the gig. I don't remember watching anyone and going, wow, they were amazing. It's all the bit after the gig or before it and travelling about and stuff. I went to Leeds Fest once, and all the music had stopped, and there was this rave like in the woods, and so we're on the way to this rave, and my mate Darbo said, "Why don't you get in that wheelbarrow?" So straight away, I'm getting in the wheelbarrow. Of course, I'm getting the wheelbarrow.
You're a man of honour.
So yeah. If he says do it, I'm doing it.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'll get him.
It's Darbo, for God's sake.
Yes, Darbo. He is genuinely the nicest man alive, apart from this one day. So I'm in the wheelbarrow, and then I hear this bloke shout, "Oi, that's my wheelbarrow." And Darbo says, "Don't worry, I'm just going to push him really fast down this hill." So I went, "What?" And then this guy went, "I'll help." So I went, "What?" So then all of a sudden, they've lifted me up, and they're fucking levering it down this hill, right? And I'm like, I might die here. Like, I would genuinely thought I could die. And I'm fucked as well. Like, I've got no control of anything.
Are your legs in or out?
A lot of sort of dangling out a bit, but then I sort of tucked in because I thought, I'm definitely going to get hurt, right?
Yeah, I tuck in.
So then they let go, and I'm like cringing like that. And I slid into a group of people, right? But I was fucking going at some speed. And all of a sudden, I'm out of the wheelbarrow. I'm like, oh my God, I feel not bad. I don't think I'm actually that hurt. But then this bloke comes over, wanted to twat me because I've smashed into his girlfriend, right? And like levered her. So I'm like, I didn't know they were going to push me. I didn't know they were going to push me. And I couldn't find anyone any of my mates. They'd all gone. So what am I going to do? So I got up and I'm trying to apologise to this girl. But I'm fucked. I'm not very coherent. And I had half a Calippo in my hand. So I went, do you want this?
Festival season.
Yeah, do you want this Calippo? And she looked at me, she's crying around. Like, ah. She looked at me and went, yeah. I took my Calippo and I was like, fuck's sake.
No, I'd rather get punched.
Yeah. And then just walked away. But she was fucked. I've got a video. Do you want to see the video?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So here I am. Do you want to see it again? So
what's going on at some speed?
Yeah. So there's me. There's my Calippo. Someone else trying to get anything. Now, if you watch again, right? Darbo, my mate, is the guy in the grey. Watch him. See you later! Just legs it!
That's a good escape,
though. That's a good escape, that, isn't it?
Do you know, speaking of wheelbarrows, I've always wondered, why do they exist?
What do you mean, why do they exist? To twat people at festivals? Oh, I forgot to say, so the next day, I was like, oh, I'll Google to see if anyone tweeted about the wheelbarrow thing. So I searched wheelbarrow Leeds, and this girl, a tweet, I'll find this and put it in as well. It's typical. I go to
cliche, hack if anything.
I go to Leeds Festival, I get run over by a wheelbarrow, right?
That's just so her.
Yeah, so I was laughing about that. I followed her and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry about that, like, whatever. She basically had to miss her first week of uni because she, like, smashed her legs up really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then ages after that, I won't be able to find this now, but I might put it in. Ages after that, I was on Twitter and someone had said, what's the worst injury you've had at a festival? And she tweeted a picture of her legs. Her legs were just pure bruise, like, the whole of her, like, she was fucked.
Play it again. Because it was some speed, but I can't
imagine. It's an iron wheel, but I remember. Straight into them.
Oh, fuck.
She was in a bad, bad way.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I love festivals.
Yeah, I've only been to one festival.
Which one was it?
Tribfest.
Which one?
Tribfest.
Tribfest?
Trib.
Trib.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a tribute festival?
Yeah.
They are pretty good. Not as good as real festivals.
Yeah, because I've performed at a couple, but got off.
Who were you tributing?
Yeah,
Freddie Quinn.
Seriously, when I told my mum, I'm doing Trip Fest. And she went, "Who am I?" Doing,
right, yeah.
She thought the comedians did it as well.
Oh, like, okay. My mum
actually thought that.
You could do a good Louis CK.
Yeah, right. Not because they're on stage, but hotel rooms.
Just come a wee pants around your ankles.
Just go wank at an open spot. So we did Trip Fest. Now I'm saying McCallum Oakley. A very good friend of the pod and stuff, of our respective pods. Not this pod yet.
He's maybe one day.
He may be one day.
Yeah.
Bring some Indian Chris Poppadoms to call. So I'm staying with him. I've got a pop-up tent, and I managed somehow to put my tent up upside down. So the roof was the floor.
Yeah. Oh, I get how upside down works.
Yeah. So, lad, have you done that? And then it blew away. I went, I don't understand how to do things like this. You're going to just have to do it. And the first night I stayed there, got fucking steaming. Oh, and I didn't bring any wellies or anything. I just brought, fucking gazelles or something.
Yeah.
And he went, no, there's a shop that sells wellies. And he goes, I went, these are all girls' wellies. He went, no, they're unisex. No, they're not, though, are they? He went, lad, do you swear to you?
Got, like, seen butterflies and fairies on him.
Yeah. I've seen loads of lads wear him. So he's just gone to the shopkeeper. He went, aren't these unisex? And he went, yeah, fine. So I put them on, and as soon as I bought them, put them on. Can't believe you're in girls' wellies. So I'm cutting them out in fucking women's wellies or whatever. Pre-Sam Smith as well.
Yeah.
I was there with my mate, Colin, who's a promoter, comedy promoter. And all he kept saying at the tribute bands, because it is a bit cringer, he just kept saying, play one we know. play Pinball Wizard. Just assume everyone's the Who or whoever sing that. Just play Pinball Wizard. Play one we know. And at the evening, this big fucking like outdoor headline or whatever. And then after him, it was Elvis. After Elvis come on, these producers come on. They was filming a film about a band.
Yeah.
So they're using it for cutaways for their, just cutaways. So right after three, I want you all to chit. So they're doing a couple takes of the band coming out for the first time.
Yeah.
Band coming out for their encore, etc., etc. We're just heckling them to fuck, ruining every take. This is shit. We want our money back. Just like that.
You don't deserve the girl that's obviously in the film.
Yeah, so just shit like that. Just ruining the show.
She keeps getting cut.
It was so funny, right? They do all their cutaways and stuff. Then we go to the indoor tent where they've got, right, this is one of the moments where I can't believe no one else is with me to share it. Because someone said something so funny and perfectly comically timed without meaning to.
Yeah.
It was just pure perfection. And if you say that in a sitcom, you think that's too teed up.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So we go and see. I'm going to tell you four words now what we went to see.
Okay.
Right. Daft Punk tribute band.
Oh my God, I was waiting for you to finish the story. I was going to say, I've seen a Daft Punk tribute act.
Right. So I saw this Daft Punk tribute act. Easiest job in showbiz.
Yeah.
Right?
They just got masks on.
Yeah. Play on a laptop, whatever, dancing about. It's a good night.
I've seen him.
It's a good laugh. Right. Anyway, I was going to tell you a secret about them. Right. So then we finish Daft Punk. We go back out. They're still doing cutaways on stage.
Yeah.
Of like close ups to the guitar riffs and the drummer and stuff like that. And we're walking past. Just me, Callum, and Colin left. And we walk up to the front and we start just taking the piss, like waving, slow waving. And the director, like, oh, all right, lads, nice one. And, oh, you do us a favour, mate, will you just take a picture of us all on stage? Like, you know, we've had a laugh. They took every insult, like, really well. And he went, yeah, Colin went, you want a photo, do you? So Colin took his bag off ready and he just went, fuck off. So, why are you so aggressive? So unnecessary. I was falling about after, and they just went, why? It was so needless. Anyway, so that was the last night. Sunday, absolutely fucking raging hangover, as you can imagine. Fucked. We couldn't get any drugs there. It was like a family festival, so we was just doing poppers.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, this is fucking crazy. Doing poppers watching fucking Elvis.
A Daft Punk tribute act.
So anyway, the organizer of the whole festival was, because I did the comedy tent there. So I was speaking to him. Sunday afternoon. Another thing that happened on the Sunday, they had an Oasis one. Liam and Noel had a staged argument on stage. Liam went, this one's one of his. Launched a tambourine.
Yeah.
Stormed off. It was like just... about 40 people in a park just going, just like, just had no impact whatsoever. But this one's one of his, it's just like kids in prams at rocks. It's like, all right, mate.
No one's even paying attention. People eating butties. Like, what did he say?
No one's bothered at all. I'm just surprised how low down they were. Do you know what I mean? Like, Oasis, I expect to headline one of the nights, but there was Sunday afternoon fodder. Anyway, I'm just chatting to the guy at the back. He went, have you had a good time, Jamie? Went, yeah, it was all right. You know, it was decent laughing that. Pissed around. If you think this guy's passionate about tribute bands. So I went, we went in the inside bit for a Daft Punk tribute band. And he went, oh, yeah, they're great, aren't they? They're great. I said the name George and Ryan or whatever. I went, yeah. I just joked. I went, yeah, easiest job in showbiz, that, though, innit? Put a Daft Punk tribute band, put an helmet on, press play. He went, without any layer of humour, he just went, oh, no, they double up as the Pet Shop Boys. So
funny. I actually knew that as well.
Did you know
yeah,
that?
I actually knew that. I saw him at Festwitch, and I couldn't believe that that was a real thing. But the worst thing is, I saw the Pet Shop Boys as well, and they were so bad. Yeah, they're such a bad version of the Pet Shop Boys. They're all right tribute bands, as long as it's got to be a band that everyone knows the words to.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be sing-along stuff.
Yeah, because, like, I know there's some people who like the Pet Shop Boys, but, like, they're not, like, massively mainstream that everyone knows the songs, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, The Killers. You watch them and you sing along, it's good. Yeah, I've been a few tribute festivals, all right. I used to go to V Festival every year. It's my mate used to work there, so he used to get free tickets. And we had... basically, my mate, we used to sleep in our cars because we got we'd go on the VIP car park because we got these VIP tickets. And my mate pissed on his own door handle. He could have pissed anywhere in this field. He pissed on his own door handle. This is on the first night.
Was it a mark of territory?
I don't know. He's one of my best friends in the world, but he is a very strange man. Anyway, he pissed on his door handle. So then we said, right. That's the toilet then, I suppose. So we pissed on every bit of his car. So we pissed on the roof, pissed on the windscreen, every bit, right? And on the last day, he fell asleep. And my mate Gaz, in a moment of absolute genius, pissed in a pint cup and poured it in his window wiper fluid, right? And we didn't tell him about it.
Oh, my God.
So then about, I don't know, it was like a month or maybe 2 months later, he drives to the pub and gives one of the lads a lift. And I come to the pub, goes, his car stinks now, you know, it really stinks. And he still has no idea what it is. So he comes in the pub and we go, I heard your car's a bit stinky, Cohen. He's like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I've got no idea. My mate Dobbo was a mechanic. He said, I'll sort it out for you, mate. So he sits in the driver's side. He says, you stand there, mate. And just sprays the window wiper fluid all over him. Oh, it's piss! Got me! It was such a long-term prank that was so good.
That was a great payoff.
It was so good, that one. And then I think that maybe the next year, he had a different car. Then he had his brother's car or something. Me and my mate were in a van. And they had this chocolate bar that melted, right? And it looked exactly like a shit. Like, it was indistinguishable. It was perfect. So poured some water on it, mate. It was so perfectly shit, like, right? And I put it on his bonnet, and then I got two shoes and put footprints either side, got a bit of tissue, wiped some chocolate, and put it next to it. So it really looked like someone had gone had a shit on his car. But then we were off from the festival for a few hours, so no one was going to come back for ages. 4 or 5 hours later, finally, we all go back, and oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. I completely forgot. So everyone's going, oh, I'm fucking losing their minds, someone shit on this car. So I said to him, mate, how much would you give him if he ate that? And he went, 20 quid. Oh.
It's a big payoff.
And that's what festivals are for.
Eating fake shit and covering your mate in piss. Sue Booker's the perfect accompaniment to that.
And telling directors to fuck off.
Yeah, it's so funny that.
That's one of the best bits about the festivals, though. They're just always the stories and the stupid shit you get.
Yeah, but festivals are good after the fact.
Yeah.
It's being in it, do you know what I mean? Sleeping in tents. I can't stand fucking outdoors, camping and all that stuff.
Oh, see, I don't mind it. I
just think you need to grow up, mate. The brick came after mud for a reason.
It was a bit of a novelty, though, innit?
No, it's shit, though.
Yeah, it is a bit shit. You put up with it for the festival and for the fun of that bit.
I don't think the negatives just completely outweigh the positives for me. Oh. Like having a kid. Well, they might do something funny, but it's 17 years of crippling debt and it's headaches.
Yeah, you're living in shit, very much like camping.
Do you know what I mean? No. There's no thing. I don't love music enough for it to justify it.
Yeah, I don't love music enough, but I do love fun.
Yeah, but go to a roller coaster.
Go to a roller coaster.
A roller coaster.
Just going it over and over again.
Just go on one roller coaster.
No, the fun you have at a festival and the stories. And you know what the best bit about a festival is? You go in a big group and you go off and you split up into little groups and you do mad, stupid shit because you're all fucking off your head or whatever. and you do ridiculous things, and then you fight, and then you see your mates a couple of hours later, and you go, ah, and you tell each other the story straight away.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I do love, I just in general, not even at a festival, it's a perfect place for it, is bumping into someone on after the same night out.
Yeah.
I've done it before, because I'm a, well, when I used to go out all the time, like clubs and stuff. I
live the quiet life now, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. I was very much...
Curl up with a good book. Rally the fire.
I've actually reading a book at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
The Grown-Ups?
The Clifton Chronicles.
Oh, is this the one
Yeah.
The choir?
Yeah. It's got... I mean, at that point, I was a couple of chapters in. Very minimal choir stuff. I thought that was going to be real...
The crux of the story.
The real spine of the story was very choir related, and it was just a setup for other plot.
No spoilers for everyone who's reading along.
Yeah, but
maybe that could be our next podcast. We read along with the choir book.
But it touches on
kids.
Different themes: male ego, the class system,
and
there's a bit of incest.
All right, nice.
He falls in love with his sister. He doesn't know he was real. Well, you know, he thinks his real dad died in the war, but he didn't. He died in the hull of a submarine, in a boat. He died shipbuilding.
Okay.
And the owners of the shipbuilders are like, yeah, we can get him out, but it's going to cost you loads of money. There's going to be further delays on the Canadian contract.
Right.
And the boss is like, meh.
Yeah.
And just lets him die.
Aww.
And the boss is actually this kid's dad. So this kid's been told... all through his life, like his dad died in the war, he actually didn't.
He died.
And then he falls in love with his biological sister.
That happens a lot, doesn't it? Mm. Like, that's a big thing with incest. When
you'd be into them, though, wouldn't you?
Well, the theory is, right, that if when you're a kid, you always argue with your siblings, and it's so that you've always got this ingrained in you that you argue, so you don't fuck them when you're a grown up. But if you meet when you're grown up, it's like a really high percentage that starts
shagging. It's a good connection, yeah.
Plus, you like, you're going to look like them a bit, aren't you? And people are attracted to what they look like, and you're going to be like, you're probably going to be the same level. There's very rare there's a sibling there where one's a 10 and one's like 3.
Yeah, true.
There's only usually like maybe a couple, like 7 and a 9 or whatever.
Genetic, though. Some parts of your genetics must be like, I like Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
So that's fuck.
I like Fawlty Towers. Well, I come from a long line of people who like Fawlty Towers.
Genetically speaking,
DNA. If you go far back enough, there's a king in England that really likes Fawlty Towers.
No, well, like back in Neanderthal times,
yeah.
There would be
one guy who liked Fawlty Towers.
There'd be a Neanderthal from a different tribe who's come to a tribe to try and earn more money, and he's hit him on the head, and the other people found it hilarious. That's just filtered down.
One of them invented the wheel, the other one hit it with a stick.
So, it's a good romantic part. It's one of my first aid questions.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What are your thoughts on incest?
Well, the thing is, I didn't get shit for it, but I sort of let slip. I like people who smell like my mum's washing.
Right, okay, yeah.
Just that mum smell, like musk.
Yeah.
I find it really attractive in girls. I don't like girls who smell nice, really.
Yeah, I'm not a big perfume or aftershave guy.
Yeah, I don't like perfume. I like smelly women.
Yeah. Hello, Lauren.
Smelly women who like Fawlty Toads. And Daft Punk tribute bands. Nothing I like more than just
a really smelly just woman.
Tired for the day. Smelly woman by my side. Fawlty Towers on.
And listen to the Daft Punk tribute act. Yeah. Not the real one.
Yeah, just the tribute. And then followed by their Pet Shop Boys set.
I was at a festival once with my mate. I won't name him, but he definitely knows who he is if he's watching. And we were walking through the security bit, right? And it was night time. He had sunglasses on. He was off his head. He was absolutely off his head. He'd had a few pills. He had no top on, shorts, a big Russian hat, covered in UV paint.
Russian hat?
Yeah, you know, like a Russian hat, like a thing like that, like a big winter hat.
Oh, with flaps.
Yeah. Alaskan. But it's summer. He's got shorts on. He's just wearing it.
Prepared for any scenario.
It's just a crazy hat for a festival, right? He looks the most festival person. He's covered in UV paint and he's shouting, "I love drugs, I love drugs," as loud as he can. And a police dog comes over to him and sits down and a cop says, "Right, you're getting searched." And he said, "Why me?"
Go on.
It was also at the same festival. He spent, I'm not joking, an hour at this stall haggling with this guy to buy shit off him. He ended up coming away with a tutu and a badge. Just something stupid, anyway. And he rang his mum off his box at 4 a.m. His mum said, "Hello." He went, "Mum, I'm wearing a tutu," and put the phone down.
Oh, I'll tell you when I was on pills on New Year's Eve. Met this girl called Iggy.
Okay.
That was a nickname.
Right. Because she looked like Iggy Pop?
No, this is...
So Iggy the Dump? Is it the smell that attracted you?
Well, she found me. She went, "Oh, I'll just come over here and stuff." I went, and this never happened to me. This was just after my trail. This is when I was big into coke and pills and I was really skinny and, you know, I had, like, definition in my face and stuff. It's such good for your looks doing drugs.
If you're going to take one thing away from this episode,
oh god,
drugs are a great way to lose weight.
Yeah.
To lose that excess Chris fat.
That's what you do. Put the C-book down, get a bag in of coke. I just had that coke gleam.
Yeah.
The proper into it. It's a dance rate. You just sweat it all off and you can't eat the next day because you're too depressed.
Yeah.
Perfect for the, you know, getting the summer body right. Getting my festival body right.
Yeah. Kate Moss chic.
Yeah, exactly. And she went, "Oh, I just noticed you're dancing about and that. Do you want to take my number and stuff?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Fuck, this never happens to me. It's great." Yeah. Not that attractive. I mean, love the girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know, get a number or add on Facebook, whatever it was. And she went, "Yeah, And it turns out we had a mutual friend and blah, blah, blah. And she said, "Yeah, I couldn't kiss you on that night. I wanted to, but I've got this really serious mucus infection." I was just like, "Ugh." And all I just thought of was mucus every time I see her. But I was a bit like, I didn't really fancy her, but, you know, I didn't have the, I don't think I could ever sack someone, do you know what I mean? I just didn't have that.
Like, you don't want to let her down.
I didn't want to like be rude and say, I just let her on.
You just hurt her more in the long run.
So I went out New Year's Eve with Theon. You know him off my podcast, absolute fucking balloon. Absolute, just pilled MDMA up stuff. I just fall in love. I'm so romantic on pills.
Yeah.
So she was working in Mackie's on Oxford Road New Year's Eve. And I said, "I'm going to come in." When did your shift finish? She said, "Finish at 6. I'm going to come in at 6. I'm going to jump over the counter and kiss you in front of all your colleagues." And that. And she's shown all the colleagues. Got all excited. Got like, "Oh, my God, my night shine was good for all this."
Like Officer and a Gentleman. Yeah, you're going to come in and pick her up and take her out.
Take the stars off her. So, anyway, I from that New Year's Eve, I got in on the 3rd, just stayed out in town.
Yeah.
Casinos, loads and loads of drugs. It was unbelievable. Sick night out.
It's a classic New Year's Eve day to come in.
Chaos. And she went, "Oh, you didn't And then I was like in a mode of, you know, when you sort of dip. Mm. When I was in the middle of a dip before needing to get picked up again. I have a bit of an existential crisis. I know you didn't come and see me. I went, oh shit! What? And then read back the text, and you're like, oh, I'm melting. Mate's taking the piss out of me. I'm melting. And I went, how do I get out of this? Because I can't hurt her.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be mean. Do you know what I mean? And she went, she stayed there till 7, like an hour after a shift for me.
No.
All the mates are like,
stay till breakfast.
Yeah. All the mates are on tenter hooks. So like,
yeah.
And I said to him, how do I get out of this? She went, oh, you just got to be honest, mate. So I went, oh, sorry, I don't really like you. I was just off my tits on MDMA. But that comes across so cold.
Oh, you do it? Yeah, a bit, yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. And then, I just went, oh my God, it was the worst I've ever felt in my life. So sorry, Iggs. Felt so bad. Wait until 7 to see me.
Oh.
That is...
And then, I suppose, she just had a double Egg McMuffin and cried herself to sleep. I've got a mate, I'm not going to name him, but I'm going to read out this message. Let me just get this up. This is how we do.
Oh my God, there's another one. There's another girl. Because I just used to be drunk thumbs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a girl I've seen a couple of times. And again, it's like internal monologue coming out from my thumbs. The first message I put, it's like are you still up sort of thing, you out?
Yeah.
But I preface it with, Christ, are you still up?
Christ, are you still up? Did it get a positive response?
It did not get a positive response. What do you mean, Christ?
For fuck's sake, are you still up? You should have put a you.
Oh, no, it was so bad. These were all 9-10 years ago, but fucking naivety of youth.
What do you think would make a good dumping crisp?
Oh, a dump. What would I consult? Me being dumped.
Either. I mean, what would you pick to do the dumping and what would you like to receive?
I'd pick something really fancy bagged. Sensations. Yeah. Rosemary and thyme.
Yeah. But then again, is that a waste of money because you're never going to see her again?
No, because it depends what I'm dumping her for.
Yeah.
If she's cheated on me, do you know what I mean? She's getting a fucking tom-tom at her head.
I mean, we've already established that what's it to the single man, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got another what's it, Anna.
Yeah, so if you're getting dumped, you want some what's it?
Yeah.
If you're doing the dumping, it's snackerjacks because I'm dumping you because you're too fat.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that. You can't give a healthy Chris.
Yeah, they give you a fucking knick-knack and say that's like your dick or something.
Yeah.
For my
a single knick-knack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not me, it's you. Here's one knick-knack.
My girlfriend's, my pet name for my dick is Quaver.
Right, okay. Because it stinks of cheese?
Yeah, and curly.
Right, okay.
So we just call it little Quaver. But big Quaver.
Giant Quaver, if anything. Yeah.
Novelty-sized Quaver, we call it.
You know them mascots, right? It's like a person dressed as a mascot of a Quaver, that's what it is.
It's massive.
Quentin the Quaver.
Quentin Fortune.
I love Quentin Fortune.
Yeah, 25.
One of my favourite ever players. He wasn't the best. No, but tried
on the left side.
Yeah. Broke his leg against Liverpool, finished the game.
Yeah. The white kit.
Yeah.
I like that white kit. The reversible one. Oh, was that pre-reversible?
Yeah, there was a white one and it was gold on the other side. White and gold. Yeah.
Proper Veron shirt.
That was a Veron shirt. Van Nistelrooy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
We've slipped again. We've slipped again into United nostalgia.
Oh, of course, yeah. Like, did you see that Phil Neville clip?
Yeah.
That was so funny. Like,
but he just slagged. We just shouted to the reporter.
Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt your fucking question. Sorry for the language.
But then he's really, the guy's rude to him, so he has a go at him, but then he's like, now I've got to be super polite now. Yeah, and he goes back to me, sorry, what was your question?
Yeah, oh no. I've done that before, working in call centres and stuff. And I've really like been sarcastic with an answer. I've been right and then proved to be wrong. It's fucking
horrible. Yeah, that is the worst, yeah. So, festival. Festivals and crisps. What's a good crisp for a festival?
You want something light, don't you?
Yeah.
I think hula hoops could be good. Fingers.
Wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I stupidly once took a load of crisps and bread to a festival saying, let's have a crisp butties. But we didn't have any butter. And was it very dry? Your mouth is very dry at a festival. It was a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'm not. I like a crisp butty with ham, but I don't necessarily need butter. I have some sort of sauce, to be fair.
Yeah, it needs to be a bit wet.
Yeah, you need a bit of moistening the texture, don't you?
Yeah, maybe needing the rain. Again, Pringles. Pringles would be good because you can, you know, put it, cover it in UV paint and shelter. How big is this Pringles thing? There's another mascot thing.
Use was glow sticks.
That's what I was going to say, but yes. UV pick. You got the biggest glow sticks going. Drums.
Pringles are excellent festival crisps.
They
pop.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa.
Use them as a microphone.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I'm a fucking Pringle.
I think the Pringles tube will be useful in any situation.
I wonder why they came up with that. It's a great idea.
It's a great market thing. Because if they were just bagged, I don't think Pringles would be a thing.
No. They'd be terrible.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat them.
They're not structurally sound.
No. And if they were in a bag, the job would just broken
up
anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They need a spine.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they did it, to keep them all intact.
Oh, that would be good. Spinal surgery. Do you know where you need a mold? So they put your spine in a Pringles tube.
Yeah, so now Pringles are so durable that we're thinking about using them for surgery.
Oh.
You could use, you have a splint if you broke your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have... Also, I like the Pringle man. I'm trying to think of what other crisps could make good body parts. Tom Toms for nipples.
Yeah. Monster Munch for hair.
Like, I look like you're 13.
Or earrings. Monster Munch would make good, like, earrings. Like, wacky earrings.
Hula hoop for belly button. Or anus.
Any orifice, really.
Any orifice. Knick-knack for fingers.
Knick-knack for fingers, yeah. French fry for... Yeah, fingers again.
Chipstick dick.
Chipstick for dick. Well, quaver for dick for you.
Quaver for dick for me.
Yeah.
A little chipstick and two Tom Toms. Giant Fawlty Towers.
Are you going into your Lucy K tribute act again?
I love chipsticks. I have to do them once. They're fun.
Mm. Skips could be eyelids.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Eyes. Oh, do you know what a great crisp. Oh, barbecue flavoured. What are they called? They're like circle. Like, what's
the pop chips?
No. They're like a sphere shape. It looks like they've got something in the middle and they're not. It's just air, but it's great. Barbecue flavoured.
I don't know.
Really dark brown bag.
I don't know.
Like Transformer crisps.
I don't know.
They're good to play with.
Space Raiders are a good one.
Yeah, as a head, famously.
Well, you could have them as a head, yeah.
I love Space Raiders. It's a bit of a dying art, the 10p crisp, isn't it? Do you just get like,
they're very expensive now, Space Raiders. 35p, yeah.
That's a sign of inflation for me. That's my NASDAQ and...
Yeah, most people go with Freddo's, don't they? But I'm a Space Raiders guy.
That's my Financial Times go. That's the sign of the times.
Who is it? One of the editors on Dead Men Talking was saying he wants to invest in Walkers because when weed becomes legalised, the sale of crisps is going to skyrocket. It's a good idea.
I think weed... consumers don't go for Walkers, so I think Walkers are a bit family friendly.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't imagine. I think like Rob, for example.
Yeah.
Just think of the weed person I know.
Yeah.
From Dead Men Talking. I think he would think, knowing how he thinks.
Yeah. The two middle class.
No, he would think Walkers is, you know, the establishment trying to get him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he's going to go
for some indie crisp.
Yeah.
Now, fuck that, man. not doing that. I mean, walkers.
I'm going to go for these. That they're handmade by a monk from Mongolia.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good, though.
Yeah, do you?
What,
Chris, would you have for your body part? Let us know.
Chipsticks for teeth.
Chipsticks for teeth.
Fangs.
Yeah. I think chocolates are more a teeth thing. Well, you need them really small and thin to get in your teeth.
Joe on sign, I think, of growing more mature.
Right.
Is liking ready salted chipsticks. Because they're so known for salt and vinegar.
Yeah. Yeah, ready salted are the ones where you have when there are no salt and vinegar.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes...
But now you've grown up and you've...
Grown up, yeah. That is one sign of growing old, is you start to prefer plain crisp, I think.
Yeah, you're reading your choir book, eating your ready salted chipsticks.
Faulty Towers just made playing with your quaver. Playing with my quaver. Fucking my quaver.
You've matured.
Mascot-sized quaver.
You've matured like a fine chipstick.
Like a fine chipstick and a bottle of wine.
Do you think chipstick for your dick is just because it sounds like dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They've got the branded spot on. Shaped sort of dick size. I've got a mate.
See, I'm going for Pringles tube again.
I've got a mate who's got a dick. I won't name him.
It could be anyone.
Like a witch's finger. It is the worst dick in the world. It looks like a dog's chewed it and spat it out. It's the worst dick in the world. It's knobbly. It's like when he goes to the toilet, I'm like, I have to stand next to you now. Because I just need to see this dick. That is unbelievable.
Can you tell me off air who it is? Do I know him?
No, it's not a comedian.
Oh, okay.
No, it's someone from the pub.
See, I've got a mate who's got the opposite thing, that his dick is so ridiculously big. Like, it's humongous. Like, it's insane. That I'm just constantly asking him to get it out, and he's just really annoyed by it now and won't get it out ever. Well, I will name him. His name is Mike. I won't say his surname.
Yeah, I've seen some big... Forrest. Me and Callum Oakley have got similar aesthetics. No, not colour, but...
In penis?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like an Indian quaver.
Yeah.
And someone walked in on us once when we was having a willy war in the pub. In the urinals. Sometimes go to the toilet and go, do you fancy willy war? Yeah. And we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare willy war. And you have to pin each other's willy down. Someone walks in on us. It's fucking me.
No, it's not gay. We're just having a willy war.
No, we're not hard. I wish I could get hard.
Yeah.
Get a bit big of advantage. In there.
Big of advantage, yeah. I was in Australia once and this guy... I was having a piss and I accidentally pissed on this guy. And he was like, oh, you just pissed on me? I was like, it's all right. You piss on me and then we're even. And so we did. But I was like, you pissed on me more. So then we just had this massive piss fight. This stranger, I'd never met him before. We had a piss fight. We were laughing our heads off. this Australian guy just pissing on each other. And they went, right, see you later. And left and never seen him ever again.
You didn't even have a pint with him after that?
No, that was that. That was the end.
I love urinals. Can we do an extra episode of urinals? I love them, man.
We'll do that as a special. We'll go and visit the best urinal.
I just love a urinal chat, man.
I love a really dirty urinal.
Yeah. How are you in, like, how are you, do you, are you, like, where do you look? Do you look straight ahead? I
tend to just look at my phone.
At the urinal?
Yeah.
I'm a bit theatrical. I make a noise and I'm like, oh, yeah. My dick's out. Have a look around, see what's going on.
Yeah.
I love a middle urinal scene.
There's times when I can have a really good urinal chat with someone, but there's other times when I fucking hate it. If someone's too pissed and I'm sober, I hate it. Or if someone's like, hack. Like, oh, room for a little one, fuck off.
Oh, no. I like... post-match analysis during the middle of Super Sunday.
Yeah, half time. There's like 10 lads in the toilet. Yeah.
Fucking hell, and he's to fucking bring a midfielder on.
I can't even believe he's still here, mate.
Shite.
Anyway, see you later, mate. Yeah, yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, see you later. Never spoke to him before.
Oh, I love your idols, man. They are such good male bonding, man.
Yeah, we had there's this pub outside where I used to work. It was like an old shipping container. So it was like a temporary pub. And so they had like a little, really little toilet. It was a unisex one, just one toilet. And for some reason, me and my mate would go there after work every Friday, get absolutely levered. And every week, we'd go in and just piss all over the floor and thought it was dead funny. It was horrible looking back, but we just thought it was funny, right? We're very immature, but little stupid boys.
Piss, though, inherently speaking, is hilarious.
Yeah. It's well funny.
It's yellow liquid that comes out your dick.
Yeah. It's well
funny.
That's
so funny.
Yeah. So there was other pictures of celebrities on the wall, like framed pictures. So we'd get them, piss on them, and then put them back and stuff. And we did this like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And then finally we're in the toilet. I remember it's just one toilet. And we're right, okay. We'll just say it was like this when we got here, right?
Who's doing coke, I swear?
Yeah, we just deny everything. And we opened the door, and it was the manager of the pub, and she went, "You fucking pissed on this thing again. This is the fourth time in 4 weeks." And in my head, I'm going, right, deny it. And my mate, straight away, just sprinted as fast as he could. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was like, it was him. Just blamed him. I was like, but obviously it was both of us. So anyway, what we didn't realise was that pub also ran the five-a-side league that we were about to win. Oh. So they were like, well, you're out of the league. Your team's gone. And we're like, so I had to write a letter to the pub, like, apologising, saying, we'll never do it again. Please let us play five-a-side.
Sorry for pissing on fucking Shirley Bassey or
whatever. Picture Frank Bruno it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, he deserves more than that. He's had enough mental health problems.
Yeah. So, we started talking about toilets and...
I tried to shit in the road once just to be laugh. Just because I needed a shit. I was walking home, just in the middle of a residential. And I took my pants off. And I wanted to do a running, like a gymnast's land. Do that and shit, but couldn't get it out. So then that just straining. But I thought it just fall out naturally with a big pirouette. So I did a big jump and wanted to land and then shit just come out. That was the image I wanted to do.
Right. I think we can do that. If we get enough people subscribed to this YouTube channel, you're going to do it.
10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Oh, shit's on the street. Is that what you want?
Hashtag content.
Is that what you want? Drink cum, shit on the street.
It's inevitable. And eventually, there's going to be a point where you shit on the street for content.
I know. It's just got to be done, hasn't it? Just anything. So what's the lowest ever can go? It's like a character in Black Mirror. What else will you do?
He's already talking about crisps.
I was like that in school. I was like that growing up. Sorry. I ate my mate sick. Did I tell you this?
No.
My mate threw up. I went, film this for You've Been Framed. I'm just ate sick with a spoon from the floor.
I don't think they put that on You've Been Framed.
Lisa Riley going, oh, what are you doing? This happens.
I used to eat and drink really horrible things. I won a wasp eating competition, 10-9. This brewery.
It was outside. Had a wasp.
It was dead sunny. There was wasps everywhere. And basically, we got a load of pint glass and shook it up so they were dead. My mate said, I dare you to eat one. I went, I'll eat one if you do. So we both ate one.
What did it taste of?
Just nothing, really. It's too small. It don't taste of anything.
Did you swallow it or chew?
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
Did you chew?
A bit in half and then swallowed it and then the other half. And then after that, I was just...
Didn't that sting?
No, we took the stings out, to be fair. But then the game was, you've got to catch and eat 10 wasps. First of 10 wins, and I won 10-9.
I'm petrified of wasps. No,
I'm not as a tiny. That day, right, I was getting so cocky about, because honestly, there were so many wasps, and like we were killing them in pint glasses and stuff, and just like smashing them, like, because they're all pissed because it's at a brewery. And there was one on the table, and I got so cocky, I thought, if I put my hand over it like this, it'll probably just die of like suffocation or something. So I put my hand on it, and it just stung me in the hand. Oh. It was the most obvious. Oh, yeah, of course that happened.
Oh, I hate me. I've had a wasp chase me.
Right, okay.
Like it's literally, I'm having you. Something on my finger. I attach it with abandonment as well.
Well, the wasp was abandoned, are you?
No, it's psychologically, because my mum left me for a wasp. Not romantically.
Is that why your mum and dad split up?
Yeah. He had a bigger sting. I was in a park, still under Charlie, so about 4 or whatever. And wasp comes in. It's the first time seeing a wasp. Do you know what I mean, knowing the dangers that they pose. My mum just screams and leaves me there. Just runs off, leaves me in the park on my own. So I just think this creature's so powerful
that it can
take a maternal instinct away. So I've always been petrified of him. And then I've been stung.
Yeah.
And my gran just overreacted so much. She carried me like a fucking Saving Private Ryan. You know, carried me through all the... Like Tom Hanks with Bubba. what's he called?
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah,
Lieutenant
Dan.
Forrest Gump.
So he's taking that fucking... I always get Tom Hanks, but big.
Woody with Bubba. Woody's carrying Wilson. I gotta find Wilson.
And it's very hard because he's riddled with AIDS.
Yeah. I love Forrest Gump. I love quoting Forrest Gump, mate. This is my favourite thing. Lieutenant Dan, I scream.
Yeah, so my gran's running in with me. I'm thinking I've been shot. Yeah. The way she's carried on. And she just goes in the cafe and she goes, quick, I need vinegar. Like, what? So then she's putting vinegar all over me.
You've gone, are we having chips?
What the fuck is going on? So just because that's so early in your life, it's just ingrained in you to hate wasps.
Yeah. See, I'm not asked about wasps. I'm not asked about eating or drinking anything. I do stupid shit.
Yeah, no.
My party trick, I used to do it for money when I was a teenager. Well, I just bet people that I could do it, was just drinking piss. And it's not anywhere near as bad as you'd think it'd be. It's just fine. I ate a sheep's eye once. That was just, it was a bit horrible. It popped and that was horrible.
Was it gooey in the middle?
Yeah, I went to this, my dad did a fancy dress party where the theme was be as offensive as you can. There was like no cameras allowed. And this was like 2010 or whatever. And the winner got a prize. My dad went as a road traffic accident cop with, like, it looked like it was just human flesh in this thing. And part of it was there was eyeballs and there were sheep's eyeballs. And on the way there, I was like, my dad's mates are fucking mental. One of them's going to eat that. And honestly, within 10 minutes, I'd had a sheep's eye and half a heart. It was well funny.
What's the most offensive costume?
Right. So the winner dressed... Oh, no, sorry. The third place dressed as Harvey Price. This is a white guy.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he blacked up.
Have you seen that LR Stew picture?
Yeah.
Fucking class.
He put contact lenses in that went like the wrong way, put a nappy on with all shit and piss and stuff. It was pretty bad. The winner was so bad, right? This was awful. So he dressed up as Ku Klux Klan, right? And took a real black baby and dressed it as a slave.
Where did he get the black baby from?
It was his nephew. And like, he's obviously spoke to his mum and was like, "Is the kid's mum?" I was like, "Are you all right with this?" And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And there was a vote and they won. It was insane.
That is some commitment.
I mean, to be fair, it was by far the most offensive. He wanted to put a noose on it, but the mum's was like, no, obviously you can't put a noose on my child.
Call me a prude.
My mate went as a paedophile and was like holding the baby.
Oh. Yeah. I've seen a couple go with Ian and Myra. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a bad one.
Yeah.
It was just when Amy Winehouse had died, so there were loads of Amy Winehouse. There's like seven Amy Winehouses.
Bit hackle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Recently, dad celeb.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I went as a... I forgot right to the last minute, so I went as a flasher. So just went with a big coat and tied a dildo to me. I didn't have my dick out.
No,
that would have been better. I wanted to go as Madeleine McCann, and my dad said he'd never speak to me again if he did.
Why?
I don't know, because there was way worse ones than that.
I know, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't host her. She's like a go-to.
Yeah. She'd not been dead that... Well, dead. She'd not been missing that long. I think it was only a couple of years or maybe a year.
Still.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I didn't win.
Well, Harvey Price is fine.
Harvey Price is fine, yeah.
Questions morality there.
Yeah.
Questions moral compass.
What would be the most offensive fancy dress you'd go as? Anyway, that's the last record. There is one more episode coming out, but we've already recorded that. That was the first one we recorded.
Well, if you want more of Seabrook.
Yeah. And, of this heavy crisp chat.
And if you're a crisp brand and you want to sponsor this.
Oh, we would actually love a sponsor, yeah. And we would actually love for you to tell us which crisps to go for because we're running out already.
Oh, do you know what? I need to find Brannigan's, man.
Oh, Brannigan's a class. You don't see brand like the steak Brannigans, didn't they?
Yeah, ham and mustard and pickle one.
Yeah.
Oh, Brannigans are fire.
I tell you what, if you've got some crisps and you want to send, don't send them here because I'm not giving my real address out. Send them to the Dead Men Talking address. It's 29 Lee Lane, BL67AY, I think.
Yeah. Put for attention of crisp sessions, don't touch them, Freddy, you fat cunt.
Yeah, please do that. But put Dead Men Talking on there as well, otherwise they just won't get there because no one will know what they're for. But other than that, yeah, thanks for
listening. Comment, I don't know what we fucking spoke about there. Daft Punk.
Shitting on the floor, drinking piss. Remember when we started this, we were like, let's make it just a really nice, lovely podcast.
We're not nice, lovely men, though.
Yeah, that's true. We can't be what we're not.
We can't be what we're not.
Right, that's it. Thanks very much. See you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.